Iran's growing military capability is posing a serious challenge to Washington. The United States charges that Iran's nuclear program is aimed at developing atomic weapons. That's an accusation Tehran denies. And so the Obama administration has been quietly helping Arab states boost their defenses. Now, the White House intends to help one Arab state in particular, and the deal would be anything but quiet. The plan is to sell up to $60 billion worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia. Adam Entis is the national security correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. He says the package contains serious numbers of warplanes and helicopters.
We're talking about 84 F-15 fighters, Apache helicopters, Black Hawks, and Boeing helicopters called Little Birds.
But Adam, why do the Saudis want these weapons to begin with?
They see Iran's growing ballistic missile threat as particularly ominous. The U.S., Saudi Arabia, the other Gulf allies, and Israel included, all see Iran as a growing threat. And Saudi Arabia is not the only one who's expanding their militaries. You also have UAE doing the same thing, and the U.S. is helping with that. The $60 billion, in many ways, is probably just the first installment. The Americans are also talking about a naval package that would expand Saudi Arabia's naval forces by up to another $30 billion. And that's something that's still being discussed. And another package in the works is also to bolster Saudi Arabia's missile defense systems, such as selling them THAAD and Patriot upgrades, which would help them deal with any incoming rockets from Iran.
THAAD being THAAD, the Terminal High Altitude Defense, that's something that would clearly go up into the atmosphere versus, say, Patriot missiles, which are lower to the ground.
That's right. It provides sort of a layered missile defense. The administration has been encouraging the Saudis to upgrade the systems. So this is something that's a high priority for the administration. But the initial package, what the administration will go to Congress to later this week or early next week, will be the initial $60 billion, of which the Saudis, at least initially, are expected to only sign contracts for about $30 billion worth.
Does the fact that Saudi Arabia has such a woeful human rights record, as has been pointed out on many occasions, influence deals like this at all?
In the past, it definitely has, but a bigger factor has been Israel's position and the power of pro-Israel lawmakers in Congress. What you're going to see in this case is, and what's to watch, is to see whether the pro-Israel lawmakers are going to try to slow down the deal or put caveats on it or seek assurances of their own before giving a green light to it.
Because they don't want to see arms sales increase to Saudi Arabia at all.
Not so much that. I mean, certainly that might be part of it for some of them. But the real concern for these lawmakers would be what effect this would have on Israel's military edge in the region. They want to make sure that Israel's in a position to effectively take on any comer down the road. And what you're doing by beefing up Saudi capabilities is you're eroding or potentially eroding Israel's edge. And this is something that the United States is committed to maintaining.
So you said keep an eye on this. Could pro-Israeli lawmakers or pro-Israeli lobbyists influence a deal this massive?
Yeah, they certainly can have an influence. I mean, the fact that this is going to create lots of jobs in the U.S. may help blunt those concerns in some ways for some lawmakers. But they will certainly be vocal in raising concerns and seek assurances from the administration that the sales to the Saudis aren't going to erode Israel's capabilities and won't compromise Israel's security.
The defense issues are one thing. The economic issues are another for those people who are wondering when these thousands of jobs may materialize at places such as Boeing and General Electric and United Technologies. When might that be if the deal goes through?
It's going to take some time. I mean, already Black Hawks, which are made by Sikorsky, our production levels are very high. So it's unclear that there would be a large increase in employment connected to that purchase. But when it comes to the F-15s, this is something where the Saudis are expected to get the first planes in around 2015. So production would have to start, obviously, within the next few years in order to meet that goal.
Thank you very much. Adam Entis, national security correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks again, Adam.
Thank you.